And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean, like, this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes, like, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, so last couple of texts real quick before I jump into the dipper. Ed P. from Huntsville said, Phil, are we really a cacistocracy or a stealth dictatorship? Interesting. He said it would not be a stretch to assume the attempt on former President Trump's life coming days for the Republican convention was intended to throw the Republicans into chaos and thus secure a Democratic victory regardless of whether Joe Biden remained in the race or not. The President Trump survived was indeed a miracle. So plan B would be to put someone in as his VP who would undermine him like Mike Pence. Then Trump picked J.D. Vance. Now there's no way they'll be able to get close to Trump and no way to game the election because nobody will believe Biden beat him. So now plan C is to get Biden out ASAP and elevate Kamala Harris to sainthood. With big money and the media behind her, it's their only hope. That and cheating, which I'll get into the cheating thing here in just a minute. Thanks, Ed P. Last one, Nathan from Section. I wouldn't be surprised to hear the media start referring to Saturday as a mostly peaceful assassination attempt. Also, I would love to see a Trump DeSantis ticket, but that would have been amazing. I would agree. That'd be amazing. All right. Hey, listen, let's talk about the vote. A moment ago, I had that text from Ed P. And he talks about the things they may try to do to win. I look back at 2020. And I know that you're an election denier. Darn right I am. You know why? Because I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to question. Guess what? I have a First Amendment right. And guess what? There are legal opportunities available under state and federal statutes to challenge the outcome of elections. It's part of what we do. I have myself been an attorney of record for someone challenging the outcome of an election. And guess what? I didn't make all the headlines. It was just a case we did. We filed the normal suit. You do it this way, by this date. You have to file this affidavit, and then you have to show probable cause, and you have to file a bond. And we did all those things. Listen, that's part of it. But here's the thing. Look at how close it was. Look at how close it was last time, 2020. And then recognize the number of problems we had. How many states couldn't get their ballots counted? I mean, like friggin' counting for weeks. Come on. Yeah, some states that have election month. Nobody needs an election month. I mean, the entire state of Alabama had a record turnout, went to the polls with voter ID, got her done, results were in that night. Bada bing, bada boom. How hard is that? It's not near as hard as they make it out to be. So why do they make it out to be hard? Because it gives them a chance to cheat. It gives them a chance to be, I don't know, like real careful. I mean, let's wait and see. I don't know. What do we say? Let's I don't know. Keep counting. Count again. I have more than once heard stories of localized elections where a box of absentee ballots was found and somehow swung the result. We know of one town in Alabama that was being investigated a few years back. Because 110% of the municipal registered voters were able to turn out and vote for the mayoral elections. 110%. How does that happen? It was not supposed to. There's nothing more sacred in terms of democracy than the vote. If you don't have accurate voting, if you don't have the ability to secure the ballots, then the democratic process breaks down from the get-go. If the results are constantly questioned, then the trust and integrity in the system itself is flawed. At that point, everybody in office has an asterisk by their name because no one trusts the result. Why would you not want it to be tight and efficient? I mean, run that thing like a well-oiled machine. If you turned on your sewing machine and you decided, well, I'll swap out some parts from a Chevy Chevette and stick them in there and see if the sewing machine still works, guess what? It wouldn't. Everything has to run in sync, and you just get it going the way it's supposed to go. And it's actually not that hard. Now, right now, there's a thing in D.C. called the SAVE Act. It stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. We've talked about it on here. We had yesterday, we had our Secretary of State, Wes Allen, on the show, called in from up in the RNC in Wisconsin to tell us that once again, he had actually met with Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and encouraged him to keep pressing forward, that the SAVE Act is so important. Why? Because we can already see places where illegal immigrants are gaining access to voter registration. Well, Phil, it's a small problem. You just don't know. I mean, they're not. How can you say that? It's like you're just a solution looking for a problem. Really? State of Arizona right now? State of Arizona is giving out voter registration left and right. No requirements. They're giving them out. And they're saying, well, as long as you don't vote, you know, in the wrong election, it'll be okay. Really? The state of Alabama, who has one of the tightest sets of election integrity laws that I've seen anywhere, right here in Alabama, I helped pass some of them when I was in the legislature. Our Secretary of State discovered recently that Medicaid, was giving everyone who was seen on a Medicaid roll a voter registration to include illegals. No questions of citizenship, no question of the right to vote. Were you a convicted felon? Anything else that could do away with your right to vote? None. Just literally just handing them out. Why? Because they're told to by the federal government. All that to say, the SAVE Act is key. So the SAVE Act, just to remind you, story here on 1819 News, Attorney General Steve Marshall from Alabama and the attorneys general of 21 other states have now urged the U.S. Senate to join the U.S. House and immediately support the SAVE Act, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. They call it a bipartisan act. It was. It was not a lot, but there were 5 Democrats who joined the Republicans. Yeah, but there are also 198 who chose to vote no. But they say this, President Biden's decision to open America's borders has led to an unprecedented number of illegal aliens. He is opposing common sense measures that would help ensure that aliens he allowed into the country do not vote in November. His response is that it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. That's not an answer when Democrats are denying states the tools to make sure the laws are able to be enforced. So if it's illegal, let me ask you this. If it's illegal for a non-citizen to vote, then why don't you want to take the time to find out whether someone is a non-citizen? Oh, see how that works? That's like saying, well, you have to use your blinker when you turn, but we're not going to check to make sure you use your blinker when you turned. Just turn. If there's speed limits on the road, drive whatever you want to drive, man. We're not going to check the speed limit. Those are just there. We don't have any means of doing a speed trap. We're not going to check your speed while you drive. That's why would we do that? You'll follow the law. Everybody follows the law. It's all good. No worries, bro. Take care of it. The letter from the Attorneys General went on to say that in Arizona, voters who register to vote without proof of citizenship are officially designated, as federal-only voters. Federal-only. Really? Meaning they're apparently allowed to vote in federal elections, just not state or federal or local. So Alabama, along with 20 other states or 21 other states, have now said, Senate, please pass what the House has already passed. It's breaking down on party lines. So I went to see what the other side was saying. I did. I went to MSNBC. Oh, Phil, did you go to MSNBC? I did. Ugh. Headline, MSNBC. The SAVE Act saves nobody, but it would make it harder to vote. Oh, cool. Here we go. It's so insulting. Nobody can figure out what to do. You're just basically saying that nobody knows how to produce an ID. Nobody. Nobody can. Well, it says harder. Okay. Isn't it supposed to be a little bit hard? Like, shouldn't we say there are standards? By their very nature, standards are things that have to be met. That's what we have standards for. Anyway, MSNBC, some guy named Hayes Brown. I assume it's a guy. Who knows? In reality, the SAVE Act is a solution to an all but non-existent problem. All but non-existent. Oh, it's only a little problem. You don't try to fix stuff till they're big problems. See how that works? It's just a little problem. There's only a few, thousands or something legals voting. It's not a lot. Okay. Election integrity, it says in the article, is the sanitized term that the GOP has adopted to launder Trump's 2020 election conspiracy theories. Oh, here we go. Democrats oppose the resulting bill because they want illegals to vote in our elections, say Republicans. Unsurprisingly, says the article, this is false. Well, then why'd they vote against it? Republicans will point to a few cities like, New York and Washington that allow non-citizens to vote. Hello, can I just point something out? New York and Washington, D.C. are massive cities. Like, they control the bulk of the population and all of the politics. If you win New York City, you have won New York State. So, what you're telling me is, we shouldn't be at all concerned when one of the largest cities in the world has decided to register illegal aliens to vote. Phil, it's not everywhere. Yeah, it's just in the big wares, that's all. Okay, it applies to legal residents participating in local elections, not state or federal. Okay, because that's important. It calls it snake oil. It says more likely it'll make the patient sicker, just like snake oil will. Bottom line is this. They say it creates hurdles that people can't overcome. That it's just dangerous. The bill's language is dangerously imprecise in some areas, as a draconian in others. All they're saying is, it's just hard. And we don't want to do hard because that's, hard. How about this? There are standards for a reason. And if you're going to say, well, the laws are already in place that say it's illegal. Okay, then let's give them what it takes to enforce the laws. Would you send your law enforcement officers out on the streets without a patrol vehicle or a service weapon? Would you? Would you send them out there without handcuffs? Would you? Would you send them out there without training? No. You would do everything necessary to give them what they need to individually enforce the laws. Why would you not give the state and local officials the ability to simply enforce the laws by saying proof of citizenship required? All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. I'll come right back. Text lines remain open, 833-687-4448. Dial it in. Text it in. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Wow. Making common sense like a superpower. I decided we need to do a shirt someday soon that has like a picture of a microphone and all the different little sayings from the show, like, just in one, like little speech bubbles all around it.
Are we still going to be able to use the superpower one?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, listen, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, Save the Vote. So it's an interesting dynamic here. You've got a few Democrats who said, "Yeah, we get that. We're going to vote with you. We're going to say, yeah, we got to verify some citizenship." But the vast majority did not. So just so you know, the vast majority of Democrats in the House voted against it. I think it's 198 voted against the SAVE Act. Why? Well, ostensibly, it's just their open excuse for doing so is it's hard. It puts a hurdle in front of voting. Well, so just traveling to the polls. It's a hurdle to go where the polls are. Yep. It's a hurdle to have to show an ID. Well, Alabama does it quite fine, so along with other states. Okay. Well, it's a hurdle to show proof of citizenship. Most countries do. Just saying. So Daily Signal went to ask Democrats why they voted no. Daily Signal, story came out last week. All 47 Senate Democrats were silent when they were asked by the Daily Signal whether they support a pending bill to compel proof of citizenship. Yep, because there is a companion bill. It's already gone through the House. It's passed. It's going to the Senate. The Senate's sitting on it right now. The companion bill in the Senate, introduced by Senator Mike Lee, has 20 co-sponsors. That's significant. Keep in mind, 20 co-sponsors, there's only, 100 senators. Although five House Democrats voted for the bill, sponsored by Representative Chip Roy, the other 198 House Democrats voted against it, but not a single Senate Democrat would respond to Daily Signal's request for comment on how they would vote on the SAVE Act given the opportunity. President Joe Biden, though, what is Joe going to do? Let's say they pass it. What's Joe going to do? He's already said he will veto it if it comes his way. Listen, they don't want accountability. They don't want the vote to be tightened up. And I don't, let me make sure I'm clear on this. I do not want to see a national, I don't want to see a consolidation of all voting laws into D.C. Why? Well, look at what D.C.'s been like the last few years. Would you want those chuckleheads deciding how your voting laws should be? Lord, they would have no signature required. They would have, we'll mail you three ballots and you mail in, and we'll pick the one we like best of the three you mail in. And then, you know, and we'll give you candy if you vote a certain way. I mean, they would have the most unusual set of circumstances giving them the ability to gerrymander the vote. Can't do it. The Constitution clearly requires, it does. The Constitution clearly requires that the independent states shall pass their own state laws within certain guidelines. That's why, like, one of the guidelines is a voting age. One of the guidelines is a voting time frame. Even that's morphed. We're talking about one other guideline would be proof of citizenship, that all states must require it. I don't have a problem with that. That's not a top-down. I heard one Senate Democrat or House Democrat called that a unfunded mandate. Okay, if you're that concerned about it, quit spending money on all your green energy plans and help them fund voter integrity. There's an idea. Listen, we're gonna see this tightened up, I really believe. I'm not sure we're going to get it done before this election. All the more reason, though, for us to have eyes wide open as we go forward in this election cycle. We saw what they did in 2020. You cannot let anyone stay home and just say, I don't know if it matters. It's Alabama. It's going to be a red vote anyway. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. In fact, if you're really thinking about, you know, wanting to get involved, there are ways, and I'll tell you more about that when we get back from the break, but there are ways you can get involved. But you can also do something simple like, you know, if your state allows for early voting, just go ahead and then use your time thereafter to go help knock on doors and do get out the vote in other states. I mean, there's ways for you to get involved. You can get on your social media the day of the vote, put a picture of you with your I voted sticker on your shirt, and tell everybody don't forget. You can call your friends. You can find out whether Granny needs a ride. You can take your neighbors. You can do all the things necessary to make sure that people don't forget to vote. Because that's where we got to be. The get out the vote effort is the thing. And right now, which is just still boggling my mind, polls are up saying that it's still a close race. Take nothing for granted. If you have relatives in other states, call them. If you think Alabama is going to be red all the way through, probably is. But hey, why would you just take for granted that we're going to win? Don't. There's only two ways to run. I learned this when I ran myself. There's only two ways to run, scared and unopposed. Well, we're not unopposed. Just run like a scalded dog, man, and tell everybody to go vote. I got a little more on this when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right, and we will be back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. I'm finishing up this piece on saving the vote. Saving the vote, a little bit of a euphemism there, SAVE Act being the thing that's being talked about in D.C. right now. But I want to point out a couple things, and it's super easy to register to vote. If you have just moved, and you may have moved from one part of the state to another, or you have moved from one state to another, or for that matter, you're not sure whether you're registered because you haven't been as active in recent years, you can check on it. You can go to your local board of registrar's office right at your local courthouse. The other thing is it's super easy. Just go ahead and go online to the Alabama Secretary of State's website, and you can download the form, fill it out, send it in, and then if you need any confirmation, you can just call the registrar's office sometime in, you know, the days thereafter and make sure they got it. It's really super easy to do. And what I've really appreciated in the recent years is that the state of Alabama has gone above and beyond to make sure that people had access to everything they need to get it done. And it just works. And guess what? It's not hard. I will say this, though. If you're thinking, oh, yeah, I got to move my voter registration. Like, I've got a family member in the military. They're in the process of their PCS move, their permanent change of station move right now. And as soon as they get there, they got to register to vote because time's running out. Well, in Alabama, you have to have your voter registration completed within 14 days before the election. So that's because they've got to add you to the rolls and make sure that things are accurate and have a chance to process your application. So you got 2 weeks prior to the election, get her done, all right? Get her done. Something else I appreciate is when folks just go ahead and get busy. Get busy local. Get busy local, man. Work on your sphere of influence as best you can. Some of y'all know Jim Ziegler. I've known Jim for a number of years. He's a former Alabama state auditor. He has been writing, actually, for 1819 News for, I guess about the last 8 or 9 months. But Jim Ziegler has a pretty strong history as not only a conservative, but of being able to rally people to a cause. In fact, Ziegler is the one who pretty much helped organize an effort to block the toll bridges they were talking about putting on the I-10 Bayway down in Mobile area. He's from the Mobile area. He grew that group to 55,000 members in just 3.5 months. I mean, that's pretty solid, you know, organizational skills right there. Well, Jim Ziegler, news story came out today on 1819 News that Jim Ziegler is stepping down from writing for 1819 News to go full-time working on a project called Save Our U.S. House, in which they work to get people registered to vote and ready to vote in the new Congressional District 2. So you may recall, they just redrew the lines, and our Congressional District 1 and 2 in Alabama are different. CD2, which we had Caroline Dobson, who's the Republican candidate, on the air just the other day, CD2 in Alabama is considered to be one of these swing districts in the nation right now. We're a red state, generally speaking, but those lines were drawn to benefit Democrats. Well, Jim Ziegler decided that he's going to start this effort to put together a thing that basically prevents them from being able to steal the vote. He's working on get-out-the-vote efforts in CD2, and I love it. And he started off, just got going in June, like a few weeks ago. He's got 311 supporters already going. Here's all you got to do if you're interested in it. Go to his Facebook page. The 1819 News article, by the way, has a link to the Facebook page. And then it gives you training and forms and an app for voter registration. And they do training in different places. They got a training event coming up July 16th, which is actually yesterday, never mind, down in Mobile. All said and done, that's just a guy who's like, you know what? I've done organizational stuff before. I'm going to do it again. And it's important because here we are. Now, I will add this. Tonight, we're going to see our new vice presidential nominee, Senator J.D. Vance, giving his address to the RNC. Can you imagine being on that platform? Just a few years ago, he was not even involved in politics at all. He wrote his book. It was a bestseller. It brought him some notoriety. He used that opportunity to run for office. He ran for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. He won. And 2 years after that, just 2 years, he's now the vice presidential nominee. He'll be speaking tonight. Kamala Harris was speaking today. I don't know what's going to happen with Biden. He spoke yesterday at the NAACP National Convention. It was not pretty. It was one of those Angry Joe speeches where he shouted and banged the podium and looked like he was yelling at people, get off my grass. But today, if you were thinking, I know some of us were even speculating today, though, today it became apparent that the calls for him to step down are real again. Congressman Adam Schiff came out and said he has no confidence in Biden's ability to win. And Chuck Schumer just said that he is pushing for a delay in the confirmation vote. Really? Yeah, Fox News reporting that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed for the Democratic National Convention's delay as questions of President Biden's candidacy persist. Schumer spoke with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and both men agreed to urge a delayed convention. It's already delayed. It's so late in the year that it didn't even match some state laws. So they were going to do a Zoom call, if you remember this. They were going to do a Zoom call with all the delegates for Biden, having a chance to Zoom in and cast their vote so we can get that vote done. And on the way, whoop, whoop, he's our man. And now all of a sudden, and by the way, I know that we're seeing, I think it's 18 or 20 Democrat elected officials, congressmen, calling for Biden to step down. That's not a lot in the big scheme. But now what you're seeing is they are among leadership. The minority ranking member on House Judiciary called for him to step down. You've got Adam Schiff, who's running for Congress in California, running for Senate in California after being a congressman for many years, former chair of Judiciary, I believe, calling for him to step down today. And then you've got Chuck Schumer calling for him to step down and asking for a delay in the vote after apparently meeting with Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House. So rank and file may not all be speaking up, but they don't have to because the grand poobahs are speaking up. Get a few text messages and we'll move on to the next dipper right after this. JT from Lacey Springs, he said, grandparents on my mom's side were born in the 1880s. It saddens me to know they'll be voting Democrat the upcoming election. Oh, my gosh. Pastor Barnes from Hartsell says, Phil, they're saying the voters are just plain stupid. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're saying that we're too stupid to figure out how to prove our citizenship. I don't know where my birth certificate is. I get it. That could be a problem for a few people for a minute. Molly from Huntsville. So how would someone register to vote in these cities? And by these cities, I think she means the ones that register illegals the same way that anybody else does. And then you're also seeing, too, right now, like I said, federal requirements under regulatory authority issued through the Biden administration are saying that all state agencies that receive federal funds must give out voter registration. That's why Alabama's Medicaid has apparently been giving out voter registration to people that aren't even citizens. It's ridiculous. David from Bucky's. Phil, it's been a while for me, but I believe an ID is required to send some money. Yes, it is. So while citizenship is not a requirement, a valid ID is required. So at least change the law to require a valid U.S. ID to vote. That would reduce the number of non-citizens voting. It'd be a start. It would. And I guarantee you some of the states would immediately begin issuing photo IDs to non-citizens for the sole reason of getting them in the voter booth. But I think proof of citizenship will work. You got to have a photo ID to get on a plane, to get a hotel room, to open a checking account. Big Rig and I were just talking about a little while ago about the massive amounts of documentation you have to provide on yourself just to be allowed to do things like LinkedIn online. My gosh. You got it. I had to do less to be able to vote than I did to get my LinkedIn, account confirmed. Missy from Falkville says, some Mexicans living in this country voted in this country last month for president of their home country. And yes, they have to show an ID. Wow. I've heard that. And there it is. Yep. Story from the Hill magazine. Good night. Badger from Athens. Happy hump day on the right side. Thank you, Badger. And John from Lexington says, if you do not vote, you are creating a catastrophic event. Catastrophic. That may be a new one. Catastrophic. I like it.
I like that too.
I like it. Catastrophic. It's catastrophic. Well, speaking of which, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and we're going to jump into some cacistocracy. Because y'all, it's not just Adventures in Woke World. It's flat out cacistocracy. It's the least competent of those among us governing us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.